In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods. What does this mean? Martin Luther explains in the Small Catechism, you should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Fear, love, and trust God above all things. The explanation of the other nine commandments all begin, we should fear and love God so that we keep the other commandments. Fear, love, and trust. The parable of the talents is kind of a confusing story. What is Jesus trying to teach us here? A talent is an amount of money, a large amount of money. A talent is worth about 20 years' wages, so one talent even is a great sum of money, somewhere around $1 million, say, in today's money. The word talent here refers to money, but in English, talent means ability, which that can be confusing. And in this parable, there are three servants, but there are only two types of servants. There are two good and faithful servants, and there is one wicked and slothful servant. And what's the difference? The master gives each servant a huge sum of money. Some more, some less, but still a lot of money to each servant. So why are two good and faithful and one wicked and slothful? The good and faithful servants fear, love, and trust their master. The wicked and slothful servant fears and despises his master. So what does it mean to fear God? What kind of fear should we have of God? Philip Melanchthon, a close associate to Martin Luther during the Reformation, made the distinction between servile fear and filial fear. Servile fear would be the kind of fear that a slave has for his master. Filial fear is the kind of fear a child has for his father. Those who reject Jesus are unforgiven. They should be in servile fear of God. They should be in terror of God's righteousness and holiness. If you reject God's forgiveness, you should be in terror of God's wrath being poured out on you. As a baptized child of God, though, you do not need to be in terror of God. Jesus has taken God's wrath upon himself, and he's given you his perfection and his holiness. As a baptized believer in Jesus, you are a beloved child of God. You should still fear God, but in the way a child fears a good father, a fear of respect and awe, a fear based on love and trust. A fear that makes you want to please God, to serve and obey him. Jesus tells us to look at God as Father. He teaches us to pray, Our Father. In the Catechism, Martin Luther explains, with these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children. So that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask him as dear children ask their dear father. This is the difference between the two kinds of servants in our parable today. The first two fear their master with a filial fear, a fear filled with respect, awe, love, and trust. The third servant fears the master with a servile fear, a fear of punishment, which causes him to be paralyzed in terror and has no desire to serve his master. It's far too common for people to see God as a harsh, demanding taskmaster who is always threatening punishment and damnation. For these people, the law becomes a great burden, a list of impossible demands. God is viewed as a constant nag who's relentlessly telling you that you're messing up and you're never good enough. There are so many who see God as a vicious tyrant with a sword on your neck telling you, behave or else. God is too often perceived as a vindictive taskmaster. But this is wrong. Jesus invites everyone, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As a monk, Martin Luther was tormented by his sinfulness and fear of God's judgment and wrath. The Roman Church taught that you must confess every sin to the priest or it would not be forgiven. And so Luther would spend hours in the confessional booth trying to recall and confess every sin. He lived in constant terror of God's judgment. He would starve himself and beat himself with a whip to try to control his sinful impulses. Churches gain power by presenting God this way. It's easy to manipulate people who live in terror of God's judgment. Do what I say, or else God is going to get you. By reading the New Testament, Martin Luther discovered the sweet, sweet good news that Jesus' death and resurrection is full payment for your sins, and that in Christ, you are declared righteous because of what Jesus has done for you. You are indeed a poor, miserable sinner. You are indeed, by nature, sinful and unclean. But Jesus died for real sins and real sinners. Jesus died for you because he loves you. He loves you so much he drank the cup of God's wrath down to the bitter dregs so that you are free from the wrath of God. You are liberated from the terror of God's judgment. You live in fear, love, and trust in God above all things because he is your beloved creator, redeemer, and sanctifier. You live to serve and obey God by loving and serving your neighbor. You take the good gifts that God has given you and you generously use them to love and serve your neighbor in your various vocations in life. You take God's gifts of forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation, and you multiply these gifts in the world. Now, you will never do this perfectly this side of Judgment Day, because you are a natural-born sinner, and you're sorely tempted by the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh. You're not perfect, but you are forgiven. And you live in filial fear of God. You live in love and trust of God. And on the day of the resurrection, Jesus will look at you and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. The tragic, wretched truth about life in this sinful world is that so many do not know the sweet, sweet good news of freedom in Jesus. So many are in bondage to sin and live in servile fear of God. They live in terror of God. They take God's good gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and they bury them because they live in terror of God. They're so afraid of doing something wrong, they don't do anything at all. And instead of fearing, loving, and trusting God, they fear and despise God. They fear and hate God because they see God as a demanding slave master who only wants to punish. They make up ways, they try to negotiate with God to try to earn his favor by their actions. They give up hope and despair, or they rationalize and minimize their sin to become self-righteous, or they just give up on God altogether. It's so heartbreaking that so many are missing the truth that God is a God of love who loves you so much he paid the price for your sins. In the parable of the talents, the master starts off by entrusting his servants with huge sums of money. The master obviously loves and trusts his servants. God obviously loves and trusts you. He entrusts you with forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation. And knowing your sins are forgiven in Jesus, you fear, love, and trust God. You treasure his commandments. You use his gifts of love to serve others. You use his gifts to love and serve others. And you look forward to the day when the veil of this life is lifted and you are raised up to live in the presence of the Lamb of God forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God.